Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Now we're giving it up, but I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you?
The Lord, glory be to the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is such a wonderful time to praise the Lord. Amen. If you have been granted this day, praise God, in the kingdom of the Lord our God, then it is necessary, praise the Lord, that you open up your mouth and you praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, for truly he is worthy of all the honor, worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the praise. Oh, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because if it had not been for the Lord God on our side, where would we be? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's a wonderful, awesome, and mighty God. And I don't care what anybody else says, I am so thankful and so grateful to be a child of God. I am so happy that I have the privilege and the honor to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he has done so many wonderful things for us that it is our necessary obligation to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all that you have done for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, see, we just want to welcome you to another edition of the Virtuous Wise Network, where we come together to hear what thus saith the Lord concerning the marriage covenant that he created. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we are here to see what the word of God has to say concerning marriage, concerning the roles of husbands and wives. And we are here to be led, to be taught, and to be guided through the scriptures as only the Holy Ghost can lead us. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe I have Minister Bonnie Howell with us from True Life Outreach Ministries. Woman of God, are you there?
Amen. Amen. God bless everyone.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to say welcome, woman of God, and thank you for being here today. Praise the Lord. I am truly grateful for you being here, for what the Lord is doing today, because he's doing something new each
Amen.
And every day.
Mm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I know people may say, you know, when you look at the book of Ecclesiastes, he says there's nothing new under the sun. But I'm telling you, in your life, God can be doing a new thing in your
mm-hmm.
life. He could be doing a new thing for you today. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, let's give an example. Praise the Lord. Your husband, praise God, when he walks in the house, he's usually, you know, he goes straight to the room and, you know, he gets comfortable. But when he walked in the house today, he said, baby, I love you. How you doing? You know, I missed you today at work. I don't know about you, but that's a new thing. Praise God. That's a new thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So see, the old husband would just walk right in the house, go to the room, get undressed, get comfortable, get relaxed, and then you can have some conversation with him. Amen.
Oh, mama.
But the new thing that God is doing in your life today, well, come on, somebody. Oh, baby girl had to shout about that.
All right now, baby girl.
The new thing that he's doing has him coming through the door and saying, baby, I miss you. I love you. How was your day? Oh, come on now. I know he's the one that went to work. I know you may have been the one home with the children, or maybe you went to work also, but you got home before he did. But the first thing that came out of his mouth this time was, baby, I missed you. How was your day? See, because that's a missing that God is doing in your life today. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And only God can do it. Only he can do it.
Amen.
We can talk to our husbands until we're blue in the face. And we can say, well, baby, you know, when you come through the house, you know, you don't say, hey, baby, well, how was your day? You don't say anything nice to me. You don't, but no, pray about it. Do your job and pray about it. And watch him come through that door. And the first thing that comes out of his mouth will be, baby, how was your day? What did you do today? Because God is doing a new thing in your marriage. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. New woman, God, you ain't married yet. You're not married yet. Praise the Lord. Not yet. Sorry, it will happen. But not today.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Wait,
so
I say, oh, the Lord.
All of you. Yes. We just want to welcome each and every one of you today. Praise God. We're here to hear what God has to say. You know, we're not here to hear what man or what woman has to say. We're here to hear what God has to say. Because
Amen.
What man has to say, praise God, will not help us. What woman has to say will not help us. But what God has to say, you can take that to the bank. Praise God.
Amen.
It will help you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And here on the Virtuous Wives Network, you know, we talk about the Proverbs 31 woman. We talk about a virtuous woman, and that's what we're doing here. We're building kingdom women. We're building virtuous women in the Lord. Praise God. And even if you've never thought of yourself as a virtuous woman, you need to start today. Today is your day. This is your day.
All right now.
Because God brought you to the world to be a woman of virtue. He brought you to the world to be a woman that influences other women in the kingdom through the word of God, through the mouth and the mind and the will of God. He brought you forth so that you could show forth his praises in the world. He brought you forth so that you could teach other women about him, what it's like to be a woman in the kingdom of God. Oh, come on, somebody.
All right now.
He brought you forth. Okay, I'm going to say it like this. He brought you forth to show you off. Well, come on now. You know, when you get a brand new car, you want to show that car to everybody, do you not?
Amen.
You want everybody to see that car. You are, you know, you make sure you ride by, amen, places that you probably wouldn't even normally ride by.
With so one hand on the wheel.
From you in your new car. So you so happy and you so proud of what you have, amen. And that's what God is doing with you. He's taking you everywhere to show you off like a new car. Amen.
Glory to God.
He's saying, look what I did in my daughter. Look what I did. Look what I made. Look what I created. Look what I blessed. Oh, come on, somebody. Look how I transformed her. Oh, come on. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My.
Glory to God. And so today, we're back in Proverbs 31. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're looking at verse 30. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to place that also in the chat room. If you are in the chat room, praise God, I already put there BibleGateway.com so that you can go there with us to read the Word of God. If you don't have your Bible with you, amen. Praise the Lord. You can read it too, Mama. Yeah. Praise God. Glory be to God. Well, for those of you who have your Bibles with you, please turn with me and with Minister Howell to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, and read with us verse 30. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
And as you're going there, I want to offer up a word of prayer. Father God, we come before you right now asking you to do it yet again. Bring forth a word, Lord God, that would heal, deliver, set your people free, that will minister to them, that would comfort them, that would confirm your word unto them, O Lord God, that will answer a prayer that they prayed, O Father God, that will just allow them to rejoice in their spirit. Bring a word forth, Lord God, that will give them peace, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth a word, O Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, that will just bless their soul. Bring forth a word that will serve them in the spirit. Bring forth a word that will put them into action, O Lord God. Bring forth a word, O Lord, that would allow them to know, I have been in the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God. For, Lord, it is your time to be glorified. It is your time to be magnified. It is your time to be heard. It is your time to be listened to, O Lord God. It is your time to be revealed and to be seen, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to hear a word from you. We come seeking your face. We come to get an answer from you. We come to be in your presence and in your midst where your glory rests and resides. We come into that place where your anointing is and it is heavy upon your people, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come asking you, O Lord God, to use myself and to use Minister Howell as your vessels, O Lord God, that will bring forth your word, Lord, with power, O Lord, and with purpose, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we thank you for the word that you're about to preach, O Lord. We thank you for the word you're about to teach. We thank you for the word, O Lord, that you are pouring out on your people. We thank you for your spirit that is being poured out even right now upon the husbands and wives, sons and children, the family. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, we thank you, O Lord God. We thank you and we praise you and we say, blessed be the name of the Lord our God. We say, the Lord is wonderful. The Lord is gracious. The Lord is merciful. The Lord is kind. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for the word that you brought forth. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done here on today. Thank you, Lord, for your presence, for your power, and for the praise in your name, O Lord. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you. We just want to thank you, Lord. For my lips, we want to offer up a sacrifice of thanksgiving. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you will do. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're about to do. In the name of Jesus, we want to just say, fill this place, O Lord, with your presence. Let the people hear your voice. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. Speak as only you can. Father God, speak as only you can. Jesus, lead and shepherd our souls as only you can. In this place, O Lord God, thank you for what we've asked for. Thank you for hearing our voice. Thank you for the supplication that is being honored here and on today. Thank you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and we say amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I hope and pray you came ready to receive a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Because God is ready to bless us. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
He is ready to reveal his word unto his children. See, he is ready to give us that in which we came speaking on today. But before we get into the word of the Lord, I want to go through and play another song of worship so that we're ushering in the presence of the Spirit of God to do what he came here to do today. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I'm about to play I Worship You by Mary Mary. We'll be right back. Amen. They can hear you, woman of God. They'll be here when you get back. Praise God.
Glory to God.
He is ready to preach. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We'll be right back.
Hey, all right.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude, but words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am. You were loud,
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We are back on the airwaves. Hallelujah. Praise God. There was a brief period of silence. Glory to God. Opened our mic back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to say, before we go forth, praise God, I want to just offer up a word of prayer for everybody who is in the chat room. Glory be to God. Father God, we come before you humbly seeking you, O Lord, that you would do what only you can in the lives of your sons and daughters who you have brought here in on today, Lord God. Only you know what you are doing. Only you know what they need. Only you, Lord, know what they came here seeking, O Father God. So, Lord, I'm asking you to do that only which you can do anyway. I'm asking you to, Lord God, do spiritual surgery on your son and your daughter, O Lord. I'm asking you to heal them in every place that they need to be healed. Mend every broken place, O Lord God, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, whatever it is that they have need of here and on today, O Lord God, I'm asking you to bless them with that in which they need, O Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord. If it is patience, O Lord God, bless them with patience. If it is courage, O Lord, bless them with courage. If it is peace, O Lord God, bless them with peace. But whatever it is that they have need of here and on today, Lord, I am seeking you, Father God, for your children, O Lord God, because they belong to you, O Lord, and you are their Father, O Lord God. So I am thanking you for what I've prayed for what I've asked for, and for what I know you've already given. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, that I ask these things, and I thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, people of God, I am ready. I am fired up. And we are ready to enter into the word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I did ask you guys before we went to that song to go get your Bibles if you do not have them in front of you. If you would prefer to stay online, please go to www.BibleGateway.com. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you can just click on that link, which is in the chat room. For those of you who are listening, the chat room may not have been open earlier in the beginning, but it is currently open right now. And you are welcome to join us in the chat room. Hallelujah, Jesus. And praise God, the site, BibleGateway.com, is in the chat room. So you can enter in and click on that link and then just copy and paste right here from the chat room, or you can type it in yourself. Proverbs 31 and 30, you can read it from whatever version you would like, praise God, but right now I'm about to read it from the King James Version, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I hope and pray that you have had the time to get there in your Bibles, praise God, and so we will be able to read together in the word of the Lord. There is nothing like a family coming together to read and to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us go to the word of the Lord. Proverbs 31 and 30 from the King James Version reads, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." Hallelujah, Jesus. See, because favor, you know, just being able to have someone who will look out for you, someone who adores you, someone who sees whatever God has blessed you with or sees you as somebody that they should help or somebody that they should use or somebody that they should do business with, praise God, it says that's deceitful. Amen?
Amen.
And beauty is vain. See, because you can be so beautiful, or you could be beautiful, praise God, not just so beautiful. You can be beautiful, amen. You can look pretty, or as the Bible says, fair, amen. And you can be so caught up in yourself, amen, that all you think about is you. I'm so beautiful, I'm so pretty, I'm so this, I'm so that. That's ugly. There's nothing pretty or beautiful about that, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. But a woman that fears the Lord, oh, praise God, she shall be praised. She shall be talked about. She is the desirable woman. Oh, come on, somebody. It's not just a pretty face. Oh, come on now.
That's it.
It's not just a handsome man. It's not just the smooth talker. Oh, come on now.
That's it.
The woman who, you know, any man would do anything for. Because she's so beautiful. But there's nothing else to her but her outward beauty.
Mm.
See, we're not talking about that woman. We're talking about that woman that's beautiful from the inside out. That one where you can see what God has done in her. Because it is filling out everywhere, all over the place. Oh, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Glory. Come on, people.
Oh, my. You better say it.
It is all over the place. You can't help but see her. And she didn't have to talk to be seen. Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when she did talk, when she did open her mouth, praise God, you heard the word of the Lord. You heard a word of wisdom. You heard a word of encouragement. You heard a word of help. You heard a word that said, don't do that, because that right there will take you to a place you don't want to go.
Mm.
That is displeasing to God. Don't do that, because I want to see God bless you. I don't want to see blessings withheld because you're about to do something that displeases God. Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm.
Hallelujah. She not only told you what not to do, she told you why not to do it. See, because all too often, you get the one that says, just don't do that. And you're like, well, why not? Because you just don't want to do that. You just don't want to go there. Well, why don't I want to go there? Because you want God to bless you, don't you? You want God to open up his hand, don't you? You want God to open a door for you, don't you? So if that is what you look for, that is what you're seeking, then you don't want to do that. Oh, come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, she fears
the Lord.
Glory
to God.
She honors God. She respects God and the word of God and the people of God. And she doesn't want you to do or say a thing that will not give you what you came seeking the Lord for. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory. I'm going to read the same verse from the easy-to-read version, praise God. And if you listen to the broadcast often enough, you'll know that I like this version. Praise God. I love the King James, but I like the easy-to-read.
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh.
It says,
nothing like getting a good understanding.
Oh, come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Minister Howell. Yes, a good understanding. It says grace and beauty can fool you.
Ooh-wee.
See, just having favor, come on now. Favor can fool you. You can think that a person got to where they are because of what they've done, because of the things that, no. They had some favor. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Come on now. Beauty can fool you. You can say, oh, my God, that woman is beautiful. But you don't see what's on the inside of her. She is ugly on the inside.
Mm.
Oh, come on. Her heart ain't right. Oh, come on.
Amen.
She thinks only about herself. Oh, come on. She's materialistic. Oh, come on. But all you can see is she's so pretty. She is so beautiful. Because you're looking at what you can see with your natural eyes. Amen. You think somebody has worked hard to get to a certain place, but what you don't know is it was favor that got them where they are. Oh, come on. There's plenty of people who work hard and are not at the place where others are today. Oh, come on.
Mm.
There's plenty of people who started a business, but there are not a lot of people who are still in business. Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm.
There's plenty of people who had a husband and are now divorced. There are plenty of people who had a wife and are now divorced. There are plenty of people who want to have a wife and don't have a wife. There are plenty of people who want to have a husband and don't have a husband. Is it because they're so beautiful? Is it because they were so good? Is it, Jesus. Is it because they were so kind? Jesus. No. It was because of God's favor. Well, come on, somebody.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Favor is deceitful. Why? Because you can think you did it yourself. The favor of God is so good, so great, and so grand, you can think you have a husband because of you.
Mm.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Ooh.
The favor of God is so great, it's so good, it's so grand. You can think you have a wife because of you, because of your car, your house, your money, your job, your looks. And who gave you all of that? God. It was the favor of God upon your life that got you what you have and has allowed you to be where you are. Oh, come on. But you can think so highly of yourself that you think you got yourself there. You think you're the reason why you have a wife. You think you're the reason why you have a husband. You think you're the reason why you have children. Hello, somebody. So, see, that's another area where we walk in pride. That's another area. Oh, come on, somebody. That's another area. It's another area where we think and we feel that it's about us. We get it. You know how many women in the Bible, as well as in the natural, who want to be mothers, who are not mothers? They've had miscarriages. Oh, come on. There are so many women who would love to have children but don't have children. There's so many women who they said, listen, you can't have kids. There's so many men who would love to have kids, but there are men popping out children every day and not taking care of one of them. They just popping them out like popcorn, pop, 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 children everywhere. Oh, come on, somebody. Because we know it's true. There are people popping out children like McDonald's passes out hotcakes. And they don't want no kids, and they're not taking care of those children. But then there are those who do want kids and can't have one. Oh, come on now. And we look at it and say, oh, you know what, man, I'm just very fertile. I'm just this, I'm just that's just God. God is allowing you to have kids. He is allowing you to be fruitful and multiply. It's God. It is not us. It is God. And that's why the Bible says favor is deceitful. You can sit there and think of yourself so great and so wonderful that you think it's you. It's not you. It's the God who watches over you. It's the God who created and made you. It's the God who loves you. He has allowed you to have children. Oh, come on, somebody. He has allowed it. Hallelujah, Jesus. The fourth woman of God.
Praise God, praise God. I just love this passage of scripture, Prophetess V. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord. Now, that's what really caught my attention. Glory to God. You know, when beauty comes from the inside, it's like a light that shines in a dark room. Glory to God. Everything is illuminated when the light comes on. Everything that you couldn't see when the light was off, when that light comes on, you can see everything that was in that room. Things that you wouldn't even imagine you can see in that room when that light is on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm-mm-mm. You will be able, okay, I just seen saying, I was taking some notes while you was talking. Glory to God. And
amen.
Just like I said, you can see everything in the room that you couldn't see when the light was off. But a woman that fears the Lord, oh, this woman, she understands, hallelujah, what it means to fear the Lord, to reverence him, and to realize without the Lord, she could do nothing. Without the Lord, glory to God, she could not even breathe. She could not even move, glory to God. Hallelujah, she could not even exist. She knows that without him, hallelujah, she could do nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And she understands it's not about her, it's about him. That takes me back, the same particular scripture, glory to God, I gave to a young lady I worked with. She was a beautiful young lady. But as time went on, by everybody telling her how beautiful she was tall, you know, and she was just, she was just the lady, you know what I'm saying, that everybody would like to be like her, you know what I'm saying? And as time went on, I can see that this girl's head began to get swollen, you know. So the Lord gave me this particular scripture to give her, you know. And I said, Lord, the Lord told me to give it to her. I said, now, Lord, I'm going to give this to her, and I just hope that she accept what I give to her. And she accepted it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we, you know, we have to come down off the mountain. Glory to God. And, excuse me, and really realize who we are. And we give God praise because the word did say that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So glory to God. There's nothing that we should want to get a big head about. It's just that God is just who he is. Everything that he made was good. Hallelujah. But when it comes from the inside out, glory to God, that's the best. That's the best. Glory to God. That's the best. Oh, what word I want to use now? Glory to God. It's good when it comes from the inside out. Glory to God. And let that beauty come from the inside. Because, you know, when I was coming up, Prophet B, there was a song that said, beauty is only skin deep. And glory, that song, it really was summing up what this particular scripture means. Glory to God is only skin deep. And it tells you that glory to God is vain. That means that it doesn't last long. You're going to get old one day. You're going to get some wrinkles one day. Hallelujah. What you going to do then? Are you going to continue to get a facelift? See, when you continue to get those facelifts, that's not even going to work in a long run. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to appreciate what God has made us to be. Glory to God and give God the honor and the praise for it. Glory to God. And when you do that, just like God said, this light of mine, I'm going to let it shine every place your foot tread. Glory to God, people will see the beauty in you by your speech, by your character, by the way you carry yourself, by the way you talk, by the way you treat people. That's beauty. When you when you treat somebody the way you wish to be treated, that's beauty coming from the inside. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And when you get
Jesus.
Caught up in that beauty, glory to God, and you can't reach out to touch somebody, oh, glory to God, that's ugly. Glory to God, that's very ugly. But when it comes from the inside, all the fruits of the Spirit, that takes us back, prophetically, to the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, all of that will come out of you when that beauty is coming from the inside. Glory to God. Even your smile will be. God, this is an awesome, awesome scripture to this evening, Prophet V, and I really appreciate God for it because we have to learn to fear God. And a lot of people, when they see that word fear, so you got to really understand what the scripture is saying. See, and if it takes. Just like Prophet V said, she loved that easy reading Bible. If it takes for you to get one easy reading, get it. Glory to God. Because a lot of people look at that word scripture, and they think they need to freeze up when they hear that name God. God don't want us like that.
Come on.
Huh? We are his children. You know, would you want your child to freeze up on you when you call their name? Probably be when baby girl get big and you say, come here, Tabitha, and she just freeze up. She's scared to come to you. No. She'll come to you because she loves you. She knows that you are her mother. And that's the way God wants us to be. We got to realize that he's our father. We got to reverence him. We got to appreciate him. We got to love on him. Love on him. Ah, yes, Lord, that love. That see, because God is love. And he that worship him must worship him in spirit, because he's a spirit. Glory to God. And when we show that love, that we are showing people that we have God on the inside of us. That God is just magnifying himself out of us. Glory to God. This is awesome tonight.
Lord.
Where is the prophet boy?
Hallelujah.
Where's Prophet Morgan?
Praise God. I believe he had a previous engagement. Praise God. But we wish he could be here with us here in on tonight. We know, praise God, that the Lord has shared a wonderful word in his mouth. Praise the Lord. So we're sad that he is not able to be with us here tonight. But we know that he is with us here in spirit. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory
Jesus.
To God. Thank
Praise
you, Jesus.
God.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know,
my
we're
God.
Talking
my...
about this Proverbs 31 woman, glory be to God, and how she fears the Lord, how she respects God, how she respects his word. And she, you know how people say, respect my mind?
Respect my mind.
No, woman of God, not your mind. Amen.
Mm.
Praise God. You know, people will say in the world, they'll say, respect my mind. You know, this is how I feel, and this is what I want to do, and this is the way that I'm going. God is saying that about his will and his word. Respect my mind. Amen. This is the word. This is
Amen.
The truth. This is the way. This is how you get blessed. This is how I interact. This is what I am about. Amen. Holiness and purity and perfection and being praised and blessed and honored to be the God who always is there for you, the God who always looks out for you, the God who never sleeps nor slumbers because he's too busy making sure that everything that concerns you is okay.
Mm.
Oh, come on now.
Ah.
You have to respect
yes,
someone
Lord.
Like that who makes sure that you are taken care of. Who makes sure that you are provided for? Who makes sure that whatever need you have, praise God, he meets that need. You gotta respect him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he deserves respect. He's doing the things that he, praise God, that he has given himself the job to do. I'm gonna say it just like that because that's the way it is. Amen. He has given himself the job as father. Oh, come on, somebody. Because, see, when we have children, we give ourselves a job. Being a father is a job. Being a mother is a job, okay? That's a full-time job. There is no such thing as an off day as a mother. There is no such thing as a sick day. There is no such thing as a vacation.
Ooh-wee.
Praise God. No matter how old you get, there's no such thing as your retirement. You never retire from being a mother or a father. There's no such thing.
Amen.
Oh,
no
on,
such
now.
Thing.
Praise God. God never retires as your father. He never retires as your God, your provider, your king, your ruler, your master. He never retires. And if he doesn't retire, we got to be about our father's business. We got to be on our job, respecting and honoring his name and praising him and saying, you know what, my God is great, he is wonderful, he is holy, he is a great and awesome and mighty God. He takes care of me, he provides for me, he watches over me, he helps me, he keeps me, he shed his blood for me, he gave up his only child. Oh, come on now. Make sure I am in my rightful place with my God. I have to make sure that I please him. I have to make sure that I'm serving him, honoring him, showing him just how much, just how much he means to me. Because he showed me how much I meant to him when he sent Jesus to the cross. Oh, come on, somebody. He showed
me
just how much you meant to him, rather, when he sent Jesus to the cross. He said, do you want to know how much I love you? Let me show you. I'm going to show you how much I love you. I'm going to show you, praise God, just how much you mean to me. I'm going to show you. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you need evidence of just how much I care for you, let me show you. If you need evidence of just how much you mean to me, let me show you. Come on. Because you believe more of what you see.
Glory to God.
Oh, come on, somebody. We know it to be true. You believe what you can see first before you believe something somebody tells you. Oh, well, I own a business, and, you know, my business is successful, and, you know, I'm doing great things over here. Okay, well, then where's the evidence of what you just said?
With evidence.
Come on, you're doing all of that. show me something that says you have what you just said you have.
All right, now.
Since you're so successful.
Jesus.
In this business. This business has been so good to you. come on, people of God. Business is so good, you know. Well, where's the evidence of that? I can't show you my bank statement. I can't show you, you know, my annual report. Wait a minute. How good has business been if you can't show me anything? Well, that's personal. That's confidential. Well, why are you over here telling me how good your business is? If you can't show me anything that proves to me that business is good. Come on now. Why are you talking to me about how good it is if you can show me no real evidence of its goodness? See, I can show you evidence of the goodness of God. I can tell you all about things that I used to do that I don't do no more.
Amen.
I'm not just telling you God is good. I can show you God is good.
Yes, he is.
I know who I used to be. I know what I used to do. I know how I used to act. Praise God. I can show you the evidence of the goodness and the mercy of God. I'm not just going to talk to you about it. I can show you. Because my evidence is real. And I don't have to be afraid to show you my evidence. I don't have to be afraid to say, God bless me, praise God, with a car. God bless me with a business, and that business makes $100,000 a year. I don't have to be afraid to say that because it's what God has done. It's not what I did. Oh, come on now. It is what God has done. It's not how good I am. It's about how good God is. And you can hear those kinds of things out of the mouth of a man or a woman of God who fears the Lord. Because you know what? I cannot take credit for anything that the Lord has done because I haven't done it, the Lord has. And I know, praise God, about trying to take credit for what the Lord has done. The story of King Nebuchadnezzar. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But let's move on to the next scripture. Praise God. Psalm 112 and verse 1. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Without you, Jesus. Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because thank you, Lord.
A woman that fears the Lord knows that it was God who gave her everything that she has.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't give it to herself. God gave it to her.
Yes.
Well, come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ooh.
So tonight, we are walking through this word, amen, to talk to you about a woman that fears the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. I hope and pray that you've had some time to get there in your Bible or either on BibleGateway.com. Hallelujah. It says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Praise God. We know when it says man, it means man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God, not just man. So we're going to use it the way that we are explaining it tonight or discussing it. Blessed is the woman that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments, in the Lord's commandments. Because you know what? She wants to make sure that she pleases God before she pleases man.
Mm.
Oh, come on now.
All right now.
She wants to make sure, praise God, that she's doing the things that the Lord has commanded of her. That she is serving God. Praise God.
Amen.
That she knows that the only reason she has breath in her body is because of God.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the only reason that she has the capacity or the know-how to take care of her children is because of God.
Jesus.
The only reason why she can have a husband, amen, is because of God.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason she has a house or an apartment, praise the Lord, because some people don't have a house, they have apartments, but you're moving on up, like the song says.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving on up.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't despise the days of small beginnings. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, the reason she went from an apartment to a house was because of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know that the reason why she went from a Pinto, praise God, to a Honda Accord is because of God. The only reason she went from a station wagon, a 1982 station wagon, to a 2003, praise God, Ultima, is because of the Lord. I know a lot of people may say, well, that don't seem too much like a blessing to me. I tell you what, if you went from a 1982 station wagon to a 2003 Ultima, you'd be blessed enough. Amen? Because you move it up. That's your next step. And then from there, you might get into a 2009 or 2007, praise God, Lexus. It doesn't have to be a 2012, glory to God. Like they say, the saying goes, one man's trash is another man's treasure. You may think that the 2003 Honda Accord is trash, but it's a treasure to me. It brought me closer to the 2000 period than my 1982 station wagon. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So you got to learn, praise God, to thank God for what you have. I thank God that I have a daughter. I thank God that I have a husband. I thank God that I have a ministry, praise God, or that there is ministry in me, because there's ministry in every one of us. Who God has called and chosen, who has been born again, who's given their life over to God. There's a ministry in you. Now, what he's using you to do in ministry is a different thing.
Mm.
Praise God. But there is a ministry in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. So we must understand that you are blessed when you fear God. You're blessed when you respect God and honor the word of God. And when you delight in doing what God says and showing that you are a child of God and you care about how your father feels. You care about what makes your God happy. Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Hallelujah. Go forth, Minister Howell.
Praise God, praise God. Now, this is another good scripture here. Glory to God. We see that word fear again. Glory to God. Reverence, honoring, respecting. Glory to God. We get all these words from the word fear when it comes down to the Lord. Glory to God. Now, we can use fear in another word when you in another way when we are talking about like animals, like we know that bite us or whatever. Now, that's a different kind of fear. But we are talking about our Heavenly Father on tonight. Glory to God. Reverence Him. Loving on Him. Appreciating Him. Oh, giving Him praise in all things. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I was looking over in Romans, the 12th chapter and the 3rd verse while you were speaking, prophetess. Glory to God. Let me see. Can I get back over there right quick? Woo, glory to God. This is really good. This is really good. This is good tonight.
On the opposite side of what I said about that word fear, praise God, fear is not just being scared or praise God, running from someone who you know what they can do. Fear is also knowing that the wages of sin is death.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I don't want to go that way. I don't want to die. I don't want to die a horrible death. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to the lake of fire. I don't want that sin to reign in my mortal body and have dominion over me and make me a slave. I want to be blessed. I don't want to be cursed. I want, you know, to do what God wants me to do so that I can have what God wants me to have. So you know what? I don't want to do these other things because I know the consequences of those actions. That's another way for you to say to fear God. The fear of the Lord says, hey, I don't want to deal with what I'm going to have to deal with should I choose to go down that street. I can't go that way.
My Lord.
Glory to God. You know, when you were younger, you know, oh, I can't go to that. Oh, what, you're scared? You're scared of mommy and daddy? Oh, they got you up under their thumb? You got to do everything mommy and daddy say? No, I just know the consequences of those actions.
Amen. Best do it.
I already know because the word of God already tells you the end result of those actions.
Amen.
And I don't want that. I fear the end result. That's what I fear.
Amen.
Oh, come on. It wasn't necessarily your parents that you feared. It was the punishment that came along with it. It was that spanking that you didn't want. Oh, come on now. It was that punishment. It was that I can't go outside or I can't play with my toys or, you know, I got to stay in the house for 2 weeks. That's what you really feared. Because you knew what the consequence of those actions were. That's what you don't want.
Glory to God.
Most of the people, okay, let's break it down and make it more simpler and plain. People don't fear, praise God, the police. They fear what they're able to do. You can shoot me without consequence. You can rough me up, and if I hit you back, That's battery on a wheel, what they call it. You can talk any kind of way to me, but if I say something to you, you know, you can give me some kind of charge.
He has the authority.
You fear. Yeah, it's what he is able to do. It is what she is able to do.
Yep.
Okay, you steal a car. You don't fear getting caught. You fear going to jail.
Because
that's what you don't want. You don't want to go to jail. Oh, come on now. You don't fear. You know the consequences of cheating, right? Is getting caught. You don't fear getting caught. Oh, come on. If you feared it, you wouldn't be doing it. You're not afraid to do it. What you're afraid of is having to answer for it. That's what you're afraid of. What you're afraid of is having to admit it. That's what you're afraid of. What you're afraid of is having to say, yes, I cheated, and I also have a child. Because if you were so afraid of, you know, losing the woman or the wife, the action wouldn't take place. Because you'd be too afraid to lose what you have. Oh, come on now. The fear is not in the action. It's in the consequence that comes with being caught. Glory to God. So, yes, you don't want to hurt God or displease God, but the fear is in the consequence of that action. This life that you live, you know, that you can be so happy in, and then go to that place called hell, and to that second place called the lake of fire. Oh, come on now. That's what you fear. It's not, you know, because a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, those Christian people, you know, they try to fear, scare people and make them afraid. No, you should be afraid of going to a place where you're going to burn eternal. You know, it's hot in Florida, just like it's hot in other parts of the world. But it gets real hot here. And I go outside and I'm like, Lord, if this is what hot on the earth is like, I definitely can't go to hell. Because I can't take the sun here.
My Lord.
Let alone talking about a burning fire in my body. Where I feel this burning continuously. Oh, come on now. You don't fear, praise God, the laying down with the woman, glory be to God, but you fear that plague that comes along with it, that sexually transmitted disease. Or whether you can or cannot get rid of it. Because, you know, we all became so comfortable in living with it. There's no fear of actually having it. But you know what? When you come to that place where you really fear God, you don't want to deceive God. You don't want to hurt God. First of all, you don't want the consequences of those actions. But you definitely don't want him to be disappointed in you.
Amen.
You don't want him to be deceived. You don't want him to be, I'm not saying that he really is, but you don't want him to be ashamed. You know what I mean? He brags on us, and then you turn around and do something that makes him feel bad because of what you've just done. You know, I know people say, well, you know, Jesus went to the cross and, you know, all my sins are paid for and taken care of. Yes, they are. Does that mean that it doesn't make God feel bad when you do something that's against him? I mean, let's just deal with that for just a moment. If you do something that hurts me, does that mean I can't forgive you? No, but that does not mean you didn't hurt me. Oh, come on, because see, people like to play around with that. Oh, just forgive and forget and let go and let God. And yes, you do forgive. Yes, you do put it out, you know, of hurting you and being a part that really destroys you.
Amen.
Yes, you do give it over to God. And you say, you know what, it's okay, it's all right. But that didn't mean you didn't hurt that person with what you did. Come on. We try to take away what happened in the forgiveness part. No. You did something wrong. Acknowledge that. What the Bible says to forgive, forgiveness does not mean not acknowledging what you did. Forgiveness does not mean that you didn't hurt somebody with your action. But we like to throw around that forgiveness word when it hits us, you know? I know I hurt you, but you know you got to forgive me in the Bible, in the love. You know, it's very convenient how people know the Bible when they've done something wrong. To protect themselves. The Bible says you got to, Jesus told Peter, you know, 7 times 70. That's not what that meant. 7 times 70 didn't mean willful, intentional hurt. You know that?
Amen.
It didn't mean, I know that Jesus told me that I can hurt you 7 times 70, so I'm going to do it that many times. Because the Bible says you got to forgive me every time I do it. Oh, come on now. That is not what Jesus meant. Why would he tell you willfully you can hurt somebody like that? And for them to forgive you every time? Think about it. No, what do? We're going to use that Bible and make it convenient for us. Justifying our wrong and then saying, well, you're a Christian, you know. You follow the Bible. You got to do what the Lord said. That is called manipulation. That's what that's called. And there's nothing good about manipulation.
Amen.
At all. Because God does not manipulate his people.
No, he doesn't.
You really fear God? And understand how God feels about you hurting his people? You don't want to hurt his people. You don't want to make him unhappy or cause him pain. You respect and honor him. You don't want to do that. I'm not saying that you won't do things to hurt him or people. I'm saying you don't intentionally and willfully do them. When you really have a reverence and a fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to the next scripture. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 11 and verse 16. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and for your grace, for your love. Hallelujah. Preach, woman, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray that you're getting something out of what is being said today. Because fearing God really means just understanding, praise God, who God is and what God does to you. And understanding that there are consequences for your actions. And that, you know what? We don't want to choose, praise God, punishment. We don't want to choose to hurt God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
What scripture did you say, prophetess?
Proverbs 11 and verse 16.
Okay.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. This word is truly blessing me tonight, and I tell you, it's making me take inventory, praise God, on what I do and what I say and how I'm honoring him through what I do and what I say, how I'm honoring him through the lifestyle that I live that shows I respect him and that I care about how he feels and that I care about fulfilling his will and that I care about saying, not only saying
thank
I'm a woman
Lord.
Of God, but showing I'm a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Showing that there is a reverence for God.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because back in the Old Testament, praise the Lord, people feared God. There was a reverence for God.
Yes.
Because you knew if you fornicated, you were going to die.
Uh-huh.
The man and the woman.
Amen. Stoned to death.
It wasn't that willful disobedience, that willful dishonor. Because you knew the consequences of those actions.
Mm-hmm.
You knew, praise God. You were not going to go to jail. You were going to die.
Mm.
Jail would have been the blessing.
Yes, Lord.
At least you are alive in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You are alive in prison.
Thank you, Lord.
Death is final.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we're going to the book of Proverbs, chapter 11 and verse 16. It says, a gracious woman retains honor, and strong men retain riches. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So that woman of God who fears the Lord, praise the Lord, and she is just as gracious as the Lord is, praise God. She wants to retain honor before her husband, before her God, and before the people of God, and most importantly, before the world. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it is very important that we show them what it is like to be a child of God.
Amen.
What it is like, you know, to honor our Father and to do what our Father says. It's not to dishonor him. You know, what it is like to be a child of God in the kingdom of God and, you know, to say that we really truly love him and we love him by, you know, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll obey
that's
me.
What
he
said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says.
Mm-hmm. You know, so we show that we do love God. We do care about God. We do honor and reverence and fear the Lord because we don't want to do those things which we know are displeasing to him. Amen. Preach, woman of God. Hallelujah. And so, you know, the easy to read version says, a kind and gentle woman gains respect, but violent men gain only wealth. Praise God. And so she fears God and she's kind because you know what? God is kind.
Mm-hmm.
She fears God and so she's gentle. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
She's not harsh with people. She's not rude. You know, she doesn't have that. Just that attitude walking around, you know. Praise God. And she gains respect. Praise the Lord. Because she's showing, praise God, that she honors God. She fears God. She wants to be as kind and as gentle as she can in the spirit of meekness, praise God, so that she can win souls. Because the Bible says, he who wins souls is wise. And but it also says, praise the Lord, God says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And so people are looking for warmth. They're looking for love. They're looking for gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're coming from a world that's not kind, not gentle. You know, they have to do something to get something.
Oh, my Lord.
if somebody's being nice to them, it's because they had to do something for them to be nice to them.
Mm.
Amen?
Mm.
It was a conditional type of relationship.
Amen.
But with God, you know, he doesn't condition you to say, well, you know what, before I could love you, you had to get right. No, 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 he died for you before anything.
Mm-hmm.
He called and said, listen, my son, my daughter, I love you, I care for you, I want to help you, I want to heal you, I want to bless you, I want to mend you in those broken places. I want to do for you. I want to give to you. I don't want to take away from you. I want to give to you. Amen. Free woman of God.
Yes, Lord.
And so a woman that fears the Lord knows that I want to treat you the way God desires for you to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
You've been mistreated already.
Ah, mama.
You've been talked about already. You've been slapped and kicked and hit and punched physically and emotionally and through words. You know, you've been hurt enough already.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be good to you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be kind. I want to be gentle. I want to be loving, because that's what you have not had.
Mm-hmm.
So come on now.
Amen.
And because of what she does, and for the honor and reverence of who she's doing it for, her God,
yes, Lord,
her King, her ruler, her master, she gains respect.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Go forth, woman of God.
Amen. And yes, this is another powerful scripture. A gracious woman, a woman full of compassion, a woman that betrays all the fruits of the Spirit. Glory to God. Know how to treat her fellow man. She don't walk around with a high and mighty spirit of, you know, around people. You know, she don't walk around with her nose up thinking she better than anybody else. Glory to God. She know who she is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And she knows that the Spirit of God lives in her. So she walks like he wants her to walk. She talks like he wants her to talk. Hallelujah. She lives like he wants her to live. Glory to God. We're talking about the gracious woman. And because she's gracious, she retains that honor. She's respected. She respected wherever she goes. She respected in the grocery store. She respected in the doctor's office. Everywhere she go, they'll say, this is a mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. A woman with high standards that believe in her maker. You know, she don't think highly of herself than she ought to. Glory to God. And that's what brought me over to that scripture. You know, we shouldn't think highly of ourselves more than we ought to. Glory to God. We have to give God the praise and the glory in everything that we do. Everything that he allows us to do, we should say thank you, Jesus, on a daily basis. Glory to God, because
thank
we was
Jesus.
Created for
Hallelujah.
His glory. For his glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we have to understand what we was created for. A lot of people, I don't know where their mind be. I don't know. They think they just pop out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, you just didn't pop out of anywhere. God created you. He's your creator.
Come on, somebody. Yeah.
You was made in his image. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He had to reach way down. He had to get his hands dirty just to form us.
Yes,
glory to
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And because of that, that's something to praise God for. Hallelujah.
Yes, it
he
is.
He thought that
Hallelujah.
Much of us to create. He created the garden, and the Garden of Eden. He created everything in that garden was beautiful. He didn't just create that for himself. He put man in that garden and take care of it. And everything that God made, he gave a man dominion over everything that he created.
Yeah.
How many people on this earth will go out there and buy a nice house. Glory to God.
Yes.
And give you the keys, and you go in there and you just take care of it. Not many people do that. Because you know why? They are selfish. See, a woman, a gracious woman, she's not selfish.
Yeah.
She shares. Glory to God. She loves her brother and sister. She know what it is to be in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah. And I like that part where you said earlier that God never takes vacation. No, he doesn't. He never sleeps. He never slumps. Because you know why? He is our Father. He's our Creator. Whenever we cry, he hears our voice. Hallelujah. And that's what a virtuous woman does. When she hears her child cry, she's right there. The child don't have to, where's my mama? Oh, no, she don't have to wonder where her mother, because her mother is right there. When she's sick, the mother is right there. Hallelujah. She's a nurse in a household. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, come on.
And all it takes is just a little bit of love. Sometimes you don't need to go to the doctor. Just give love. Hallelujah. Because you know the word say love covers a multitude of faults. And God is love. He looked beyond our fault and see our need. Glory to God. Just grab somebody sometime and say, oh, I love you. And glory to God. You just don't know how far that will go. Hallelujah. That will go a long way. Hallelujah. You will feel different. You will act different. Hallelujah. Just to get I love. Word to say you are in the sight of God. You are wonderfully in faith. Give somebody a kind word. Let your word be seen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have crossed this road this time talking about the attributes of a virtuous woman. Her words are seasoned. She's a woman of wisdom. Glory to God. She gets up early sometime when everybody's sleep. She's up early preparing for that day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Talking about the virtuous woman, full of grace.
Yes, Lord.
Walks in grace. Talks
Hallelujah.
In grace. Loves in grace. Everybody want to be around. When she walked by, she have a certain sin about her. Glory to God. That's the kind of woman we should be. Glory to God. Not like those silly women out there tearing down their houses. We got to build up our house. Don't be running all the time outside to somebody else's house trying to bring in their stuff from their house to yours. You can't do that.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You got to be a woman of wisdom. A woman know how to manage her household.
Yes, Father.
How keep that honor. Glory to God. Don't let nobody come in and tear you down and tell you that you are nobody. No, you are somebody. You can look the devil in the face and say, yes, I am somebody.
Amen.
Glory to God. You can hold your head up and say, yes, I am wonderfully and fearfully made. Something we can really boast about because we honor the Lord. We reverence him. Glory to God. See, our life will speak for us. Glory to God. We don't really have to tell anybody anything about it because your light will shine. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
It will shine. You can open your mouth and somebody says, oh, that's a woman of God right there. Just by you opening your mouth.
Amen. Come on now.
Coming into a place you never take up morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Man, thank you when the time for you to say thank you. God is so good, prophet. He's awesome and he's worthy to be great.
Yes, woman of God. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
He is an awesome and mighty God, and he is truly worthy of all the honor, of all the glory, and of all the praise, because he has been so good. He's given us gifts and talents that we use in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
He's given us love that we share with one another. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He has really and truly and fully blessed us. Increased us. So that people can see us and want what you have. You don't have to tell what you have. They should want what you have.
Amen.
Oh, come on now.
woman that fears the Lord knows that I have to walk a certain way, praise God. So that, you know what? Praise God. I'm going to say this. You know, people are always, people always look down upon people because of the way that they minister or the way that they witness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you say, well, do you witness to people? Well, do you pass out tracts? Well, God didn't tell everybody to do the same thing the same way.
Amen.
Not
everybody. Gotta say it.
I'm not saying that everybody can't pass out tracts. I'm not saying that everybody can't, you know, say something nice to people. What I'm saying is God will put you in a place to where somebody will see you. Mm-hmm. And then they'll say, well, that is a beautiful, your child, your daughter is so beautiful. Well, you know how I got her? Because I prayed to God, because I wasn't able to have a child. And then I prayed to God. And then I was blessed with a child.
Mm-hmm.
I read it in the Bible that Hannah prayed for a child.
Yes,
and
she did.
She received the child. So I said, if Hannah did it, I can do it. That's mm-hmm. witnessing right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God will maneuver you
right
into
there.
That place where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, somebody. Let me give you a testimony.
Amen.
Praise God. I was going to the doctor's office one day. And I said, okay. You know, I was thinking about whether or not I should pull out my Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, you're ashamed of God. No, I'm not ashamed of God. The Bible says all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient.
Expedient, uh-huh.
So it's not good for me just to offend somebody just because I can do something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just because I know the Bible is real, I know the Bible is true, I know God is good, don't mean everybody else know.
Uh-huh.
And so that they can be offended and think that, oh, she's coming in here, you know, to put this Bible out here and, you know, preach to us and show us. And they can become turned off by something
mm-hmm.
that God is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So be led by God to do whatever it is you're doing is what I'm basically saying to you.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, well, I don't know. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, you know. I don't really want to offend nobody, you know. So I said, oh, you know what, I'm going to just do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only thinking that because I'm in the business of helping, not hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
God is in the business of helping.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in the business of hurting. If they don't want to come to God, he can't help them. You got to think about that. If mm-hmm. they don't want to come to him, he can't help them.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make God more attractive. We want to make God more appealing instead of making him look so offensive to people that they don't even want nothing to do. They in trouble. They need help, but they won't come to him. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't see his goodness.
My.
They don't see that he will help them or he would want help. You understand what I'm saying? We have to make God appealing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make God attractive. We mm-hmm. got to show people, you know what? This is who I used to be, and God still helped me back then. Oh, come on, somebody.
All right, now.
You were living the wrong life. Probably should have been dead, but you weren't dead because of the goodness of God.
Mm.
You were living the wrong life, but you had a job, and you were able to, you know, do what God provided for you to be able to do. But get what I'm saying. You weren't living right at the time, yet he still took care of you.
Mm.
We want to tell somebody about God's goodness. Because he was good to you before you were ever good to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I said, okay. You know, I went ahead and I started studying my Bible. And I believe I had my Joyce Meyer book out, The Battlefield of the Mind.
Uh-huh.
So
all right.
I was going back and forth through the scripture. I was looking, reading her book and seeing the scripture, and then I'll go in the Bible and read the scripture out of the Bible and then read maybe a couple of more ahead and a couple of more behind the scripture. And so
a young man came to me, and he said, I'm having problems on my job. And the people who I work for say that they're Christians, but when it comes time to pay me, they don't want to give me my money. Do you know the scripture that I can take to them? Oh, come on, somebody.
All right, now.
Now, I immediately, offhand, I knew what he was talking about. I just didn't know where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to find it. I was there for my doctor's appointment. I said, I'm going to find it. They called me. I said, listen, I'm going to go in the back, but I'm going to find it for you, because I was determined to find that scripture for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came back with a scripture, just not that scripture, but it did talk about the same thing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he came back to me afterwards, a little while after that. He said, I called my friend, and my friend said, this is the scripture right here. And I said, oh, okay, let me go through the Bible and show it to you right here. And he was comforted with that scripture, because he knew that they were supposed to be Christian, professing themselves Christian, yet in their actions denying the Christianity that they profess. Okay. Calling themselves Christians, yet when it comes time to pay that man his money, they got all kind of excuses about why they should not pay him, or why they don't have the money to pay him, yet they had him do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, they probably do have the money. They just don't want to pay him what they owe him. Now, had I not pulled out that Bible, he would have never came to me, because he watched me in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That caused him to have a conversation with me. That caused him to ask me, hey, listen, this is what I'm going through. Do you know? Oh, come on, somebody. Because he needed a solution to his problem. And he knew, since they were proclaiming, since they were saying they were Christian, he knew that there was something that they were supposed to be doing that corresponds with what that Bible says that they claim they live by. So come on down.
Amen.
And he was comforted when he got that picture, because he was going to take that back. Because the Bible says that word is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you, when he uses that scripture, praise God. Well, when he used the scripture, because it was a while back, I guarantee you it was going to straighten them up. And their dishonesty. And their deception. Oh, come on. Because the Bible tells you, do not oppress the hireling in his wages. He poor. Why is he trying to keep from him what he needs?
Ah, mama.
He needs that money. He works for them. Why are you trying to take away from him what he's supposed to have? He did a job. He's supposed to get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line. Now, if he's not done a job, then that didn't matter. But he did a job that he was supposed to pay him for. Oh, come on, somebody. Today's life, we have to truly represent God and hear him. Praise God.
Amen.
To show that we really do reverence God.
Mm-hmm.
We really do honor God. We really do want you to see that we're not in the business of playing with God or the word of God. We're not in the business of professing or proclaiming to be Christians, yet you see a lifestyle that says otherwise. you see us doing and saying a whole lot of things that say, where is your Christianity? No, am I saying that a Christian can't do anything or say anything wrong? No, I'm not. I'm saying you should not be leading a lifestyle of sin as a Christian because you fear the Lord. Come on now, Minister Howell. You don't just walk around talking any kind of way, looking any kind of way, acting any kind of way, just out there. You don't act like that. Am I saying that a Christian can't do something wrong? No. Am I saying a Christian can't say anything wrong? No. What I'm saying is you don't just blatantly just live however, whatever. And then say, I'm a Christian. Because that don't go together.
Oh, no.
You can't just live any kind of way and attach Christian to it. You can't just talk any kind of way and at the end of that thing say, well, I'm a Christian, so that's not my anointed after you do some wrong now. And do my prophet no harm. No, because that don't go together. What picture are we showing them of what Christianity looks like? When we fear God. Oh, come on. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. We have to reverence the Lord in everything that we do.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Our life has to be pleasing unto him. Because he is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Oh, come on now.
Look to God. Thank you, Jesus. Worthy to be prayed.
That I was where I was supposed to be doing what I was supposed to be doing. So that he would be able to ask me. And I had a readiness to give him the scripture because I wanted to help him. I wanted him to have what he needed. Because of what was happening to him. That's what God does.
Amen.
He wants us to cause what we need when something is happening to us. Come on, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's not enough. Come on now. It's not enough just for us to call ourselves Christians. Not enough. Not enough. Glory to God. People have to understand who we are through our living. Not through our words.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, one more scripture. I'm giving the floor back to Minister Howell. Praise God. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Oh, my, the conclusion.
Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Well, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? You know, I don't know how. I know that's not the way I'm supposed to live. That's the whole duty of man. Go read it from the Easy Read version and give the floor to Minister Howell. It says, now what should we learn from everything that is written in this book? The most important thing a person can do is to respect God and obey his commands. Because he knows about everything people do, even the secret things. He knows about all the good and all the bad.
Mm.
And he will judge people for everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
So come on.
Amen.
God.
Praise God, we serve an all-knowing God. And just like you said previously, we cannot.
I didn't even know he was there, woman of God.
Amen. We cannot live. Okay. So you want to bring the call in?
Yeah, I'm going to bring him in, but you can continue to speak.
Well,
I'm going to bring Prophet in, but you can continue.
Praise. Yeah, Prophet is in the chat room.
Prophet, your mic is open, man of God. If you can mute your speakers.
Okay, let me see what I can. Can you still hear my speakers?
I don't believe I can hear it now.
Can you still hear my speakers?
No.
Hello? Hello?
Prophet, I said we cannot hear your speakers.
Okay, well, let me make
Go
sure that.
Go forth into the house, and then we'll let Prophet speak.
Amen. And just like you said, you know, we cannot live any kind of way and saying we're Christian. Glory to God. Our life has to line up with the word. Glory to God. It has to line up just like Proverbs 31 says. If you're a virtuous woman, it has to line up. Glory to God. Because if it doesn't line up, then people going to know there is something wrong. Glory to God. The fruits of the Spirit have to come out of your belly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It causes a light to go on. No matter where you are, it causes a light. When you walk into a room, a light goes off. Glory to God. And you don't even have to open your mouth. Glory to God. Your life will speak for you. Your the way you speak, open your mouth, you know, that would let people know who you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm reminded now of Peter. You know, when Peter was when they was taking Jesus up, you know, and Peter was denied the Lord told him he gonna deny him. Glory to God. He denied him because he knew if he had said that he was with Jesus, he knew what he was up against. So he didn't, you know, just like you said earlier, Prophet, nobody really wants to die. You know what I'm saying? They'll do these things, but yet they know there's consequences. They don't want to die. So glory to God.
Amen.
Listen, you even talk like them, you know? And they kept on bothering with Peter, and Peter began to curse. My Lord. I guess he thought that was going to let them know that he wasn't a part of them. That he was a part of them. Glory to God. What's
Amen.
In you will come out of you. Glory to God. So we have to realize
Amen.
That. We have to realize that we cannot fool God because God is an all-knowing God. Hallelujah. He knows the very number of hairs in our head. Glory to God. He knows our name. He knows just where we are. Glory to God. So it behooves us to live right, walk right, talk right, and be all that he has called us to be as women of God. And that's all I want to say on that right now. Probably I'll come back later if you want me to come back in.
Father, the floor is yours.
Amen. Well, first of all, I want to know what the topic is tonight.
Praise God. We're talking about the Proverbs 31 woman again. Praise the Lord. And we're talking from verse 30, I believe it is. Proverbs 31, and we're looking, rather, not talking. We're looking at verse 30. Amen. And how the virtuous woman, the Proverbs 31 woman, praise God, fears the Lord.
Amen. You know, and I.
It says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Go forth.
Amen. You know, a woman that fears the Lord, you know, amen. It's a whole lot that fear of the Lord can do for you. You know, and we're not talking about fear. No, the Bible is not talking about fear as if somebody say God's name and you run and hide, you know, out of that type of fear. But it's talking about reverence, where you reverence him in everything that you do. And, you know, and I'm pretty sure this has been said, but, you know, when you fear the Lord will watch over you. He'll watch over you, and that's why the works of the Proverbs 31 woman hands was blessed, because she walked with a reverence. She walked with an understanding that God is God. She walked with what I'm sad to say, Prophet Z, what some in the body of Christ don't even really walk with.
Ah, mama.
Because how can we say that we're scared of the Lord and then have the nerve in the body of Christ to side with those ministers who want to say that they're called of God and also walk in an abomination? You know, if we are afraid of God, how can we mix the holy with the profane? How can we be unholy all week and then want to touch the holy things of God? You can't do it. Because when we look in the Bible, praise God, there was such a fear of God about touching the unholy and mixing the holy with the unholy, that they died back in those days. They died back in those days. But because the grace has come into play, nobody's afraid anymore. Nobody's afraid anymore. I mean, you can stand up there and stand up there in your flesh and do this and do that. The Proverbs 31 woman was blessed because she walked in the fear in the olden days. You know, something that Minister Howe often talks about is the old landmarks. She didn't leave the old landmarks. She didn't leave it because it was no longer quote unquote popular anymore.
Amen.
She didn't leave it because, hey, that ain't the way my friends do it now. We new age believers. You know, yeah, watch that. Because she still knew that God meant what he said.
Amen. Yesterday and today.
Just because her life changed, his word didn't.
Amen.
You know, because that's what we think now.
Hallelujah.
Women and men alike, because I'm dealing with both sides of the spectrum here. When we talk about fear, we do things because we say times have changed. And these are not the Bible days anymore. So what does that mean? The Bible is not to be obeyed just because the time came?
Oh, my.
Did God now say, let me take this Bible you got, take it up and rewrite it because we're in the 21st century now? No, because Solomon put it right in the book of Ecclesiastes. He said there is nothing new under the sun. He said there is nothing new. All this stuff that we think is new ain't really new. It's just upgraded. It's just that now you can do it high tech. I can high tech go and sin I don't have to sin out in the open where everybody can see that I could possibly get caught. Now I can get on my computer and go to sin.
Amen.
Oh, and, my.
And nobody ever has to see it with the naked eye. I can get on my iPad. I can get on my tablet.
Oh,
and,
your iPhone. Come on, BlackBerry.
But see, times have changed. And God understands that the changing of the time. But when it comes to the judgment seat of Christ, the only thing that he understands is his word.
Mm-hmm.
He only understands that I said do this. You chose not to do it. Therefore, you have to get the judgment. You chose not to feel me that way. Now, let's take it in another direction. When baby girl gets up big, and I'm just using this for example, she's going to fear you probably.
Amen.
Not in a wrong type of way, but she's going to know there's a certain way I don't cross mama. Or that same kissing and loving that I've been getting.
Amen.
It's going to see, and I'm going to see mama in another life for just a moment. Why?
Uh-huh.
Because I did not obey what you said. And can baby girl come to you and tell you, Prophet Z, that that ain't the style,
uh-huh,
man?
Oh, no.
Would that save her from getting a whooping? Well, it ain't the style. So the light, the street lights come on.
That ain't the style, huh?
It ain't the style.
Well, I tell you what. I give you a beating that's in style. You know, I know some of those songs that came from the world. You know, and I throw them bows with that belt. You know. With that belt, you know, I give you a rap verse for each fake you gon' get, okay? So that we can be in with the file.
Yeah.
You know, you can get an in file fake. Don't you even worry about it.
Oh,
you don't
gotta
be out of style, just an in file fake.
It's not gonna change the fact that she's gonna get the same whooping. You know, so that's just the way it is with God. We think we're going to come to God and say, well, you know, that was the style back when you walked the earth. That was how they lived and how they did marriage and how they did this and how they did that when you walked the earth. But we don't do that now.
Mm.
The Proverbs 31 woman said, you know what? He mean what he said. He meant it back when Moses was on earth. He meant it back when all of them was on earth, and he still means it today. Well, you don't understand, I've been abused. God still didn't change his word. Well, you don't understand, I got a divorce. My husband left me, or my wife left me. God didn't change his word.
Wow.
You don't understand, is it? This happened to me. God didn't change his word. Do you mean he still expected me to walk with a smile? How do I walk with a smile? He said, when you fall into diving temptation, do what counted all doing. So that means, praise the Lord, that you're supposed to still do his word. No matter what, and this is why the Proverbs 31 woman was blessed. Amen. Because she did it no matter what the popularity was on. No matter what the style was on. She did God's word. And so we can never go wrong when we do God's word. And we
Amen.
Fear, We watch this. We fear him enough to say, Lord, even though people are changing, I know your word does not. Even though people are changing, hang on just a minute.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay, I'm back.
Glory to God.
I had to invoke some fear myself, praise.
Amen.
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 I'm back. I got the kiddos over today. Praise God. Amen. But it doesn't change it. So, you know, that's all God wanted me to say on that. But I'm, you know, we can't say change it because it's no longer relevant. It no longer fits the time, what everybody's doing. Do you not understand that the world is getting desperately wicked? That's why it don't fit anymore. But you know, I could just enjoy that all day long.
Amen.
But you got to be a woman of wisdom and fear. Praise God, it's in your
Amen.
Head.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, people of God, we thank God
Amen.
For you all. We thank God that the word has been forth and that God has done yet again what he always does. He blessed each and every one of us with his word here and on. Praise God. And I thank God for everything that he's done, every word that he's allowed to be spoken. I thank God for everyone who will listen to this word, who has already listened, and who will take inventory of their life. Praise God. The closer we get to the Lord, the closer people get to us, the closer they get to him. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. The closer we get to the Lord, the closer people get to us, and the closer they get to him. Why do I say that? Because the closer we get to God, we're spending time with him in the word, praying, fasting, studying, worshiping, praising. The closer people get to us because they see God on us and in us, and the closer they can get to him because they want what we have, which is him. What is it that makes you so happy every day? God. How is it that you can keep a smile on your face? God. How is it that you're not going crazy and losing your mind? God. How is it that you had cancer and now you don't have it anymore? God.
Mm-hmm.
They will want what you have. So the closer you get to
mm-hmm.
God, the closer people will get to you because they see him in you, on you, through you. The closer they'll get to him because they don't want what you have, which is God.
Mm-hmm.
He's the reason why you can smile.
Amen.
Even if you don't feel like smiling, he's the reason why you can dance and laugh and have joy and peace and comfort when you feel like crying because of God. And so they can then understand what we have is not natural. It's from the Spirit of the Lord. And
mm-hmm.
they can have what we have because God is no respecter of persons. He'll give joy to you just like he gave joy to somebody else. He'll give peace to you like he gave peace to somebody else. He'll help you the way he helped someone else. He's no respecter of persons. So we need to continue to draw closer to God. He said, if you draw nigh unto me, I'll draw nigh unto you. We need to continue to get closer to him through his word, through prayer, through worshiping, through praising, through fasting, so that people can see him on us, in us, to see him through us,
and they can start to have a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because they see what he has already done for you. And they want what you have.
Mm-hmm.
So be blessed, people of God. We thank you for coming out. We thank you for listening. We thank you for interacting with us. Praise God. And we just thank God for everything that he is doing. We thank God for everything that he's already done. We thank God for everything that he is using and allowing us to do and be a part of. And I just want to say glory to the name of the Lord our God, because he is truly worthy of all the honor, of all the glory, and of all the praise. I'm going to pray us out. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for leading us here in this place and for letting your presence be known. Lord God, I am so grateful that your word has went forth, that your presence has been here in the midst of your people, that your glory has come down and has met your people, praise God, so that they can see that the Lord our God is with us, he is for us, and he is here with us. Amen. And Lord God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you've said. Thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for everything that you continue to do. Thank you for just being God, Jehovah. Thank you for just being Savior and Lord, Master, Prince of Peace. Thank you for being our keeper, our Savior. Thank you for being our rock, our strong tower, our fortress. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our buckler. Just thank you, Lord, for being Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. Thank you for Jesus Christ who died on the cross, shed his blood, who was resurrected, oh Lord God, who you've given all power to, Lord. We just thank you for everything that you do, everything that you've done, and everything that our eyes have yet to see. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Be blessed, people of God. God loves you. He loves you so much that he let Jesus die on the cross for you. There's no greater love than that. Minister Howell, your closing remarks before we close out.
Praise the Lord. I put my closing remarks in the chat room and say God is good and he's worth it to be praised. Let us make sure our lives are pleasing unto God. Make sure that our lifestyle lines up with who we say we are. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Morgan, your closing remarks?
Amen. Well, you know, praise God, I want to just say make sure that we fear the Lord at all times, no matter how.
Amen. Praise
make
the Lord.
Sure.
Glory to God. Well, people of God, thank you. Amen. Praise God. Prophet, was there anything else you wanted to say? Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, again, we just thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for him being God and for him being your Father and for his word. So we are concluding for the night, but nevertheless, we will be back here with you guys again, the Lord willing, on Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, for another edition of the Virtuous Wives Network. Be blessed and go in peace.
Amen.
Bye-bye, people of God. Have a blessed
day. Bye-bye. Amen.